In 1964, three young civil rights workers, James Chaney, Andrew Goodman, and Michael Schwerner, disappeared after being stopped by police on a rural Mississippi road. The men were arrested on speeding charges and held for several hours at the sheriff's office in Philadelphia, Mississippi. They were released and never seen alive again. Federal law enforcement officials joined in the investigation, and after the car the three men had been driving was found burned, then-President Lyndon Johnson spoke with FBI Chief J. Edgar Hoover to get a status report on the investigation. The president asked what he could tell the parents of the three men.
I think you can tell the parents that the car has been found and that it was burned, and that the agents are proceeding with intensive investigation to determine any evidence that would aid in...
The car has been found, and it's been burned, yeah. And the agents are proceeding with intensive investigation
to find the perpetrators of the crime.
It took weeks to find the bodies of the three men and more than 40 years to charge someone with murder. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports from Philadelphia, Mississippi.
79-year-old Edgar Ray Killen, dressed in prison orange, appeared before a Neshoba County judge Friday to answer charges of murdering Michael Schwerner, James Chaney, and Andrew Goodman.
He probably never thought this would ever come to this.
Philadelphia resident Jewel McDonald was at the arraignment, something she's been waiting decades to see.
When I found out about it, someone called me and said Edgar Ray Killen was in jail, and I thought, oh, lordy, lordy, you know. Thank goodness something is starting to happen here. So it's exciting. Sometimes you say, is this really real? Is it really happening, you know, after 40 years? Is it really, finally something is being done?
McDonald's mother and brother were beaten by the Ku Klux Klan on the night of the murders, and she's part of a local citizens coalition that pushed for prosecutions. Killen, a former preacher now stooped with age, pleaded not guilty to each of the three murder charges. Federal officials say he organized a group of Klansmen, including local law enforcement officers, to, quote, eliminate Chaney, Goodman, and Schwerner. The three young men were in Neshoba County to help register black voters. Stanley Dearman, former editor of the Neshoba County Democrat, hopes the arrest can help the community heal.
We should know what it's done to this town, what it's done to this community, and for the state to finally come along and to try to bring a measure of justice to this is like a weight being lifted.
Dearman says people here have struggled with a collective guilt, knowing local officials were involved in such a heinous crime, yet no one was ever tried for murder. In 1964, when the three men were reported missing, white leaders in Mississippi called it a hoax.
I don't believe it's three missing.
Longtime U.S. Senator James Eastland.
I believe it's a publicity stunt. There's not a Ku Klux Klan in that area. There's not a citizens' council in that area. There's no organized white man in that area. So that's why I think it's a publicity stunt.
All of that conveys to people, this is okay. This is okay. We're not disapproving of this. In fact, go to it, boys.
Rita Schwerner-Bender was Michael Schwerner's wife.
They thought they were protecting the citizenry, or at least the white citizenry of Mississippi, against the likes of us.
She hopes prosecuting Killen will bring an acknowledgement of what she calls state-sponsored terrorism.
It's not about personal... I mean, people use that trite word, closure. It's not about that, and it's not about revenge. It's about opening this up to the light so it can be understood. It's what gives it purpose. It's what justice is about.
James Chaney's brother, Ben, is less optimistic.
This is a whitewash, in my opinion. This is just something to appease everybody so that people in Mississippi can say, well, we did our best. We prosecuted the murderers. They're not going to prosecute the murderers until they include everybody who was involved and who participated.
Eight other suspects are still alive, but prosecutors say there will be no more indictments in the case. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Philadelphia, Mississippi.